nice victory today. You got a little goofy at the end, but I think you're actually, I don't know if you're happy or if you're a little maybe frustrated by that, because it ended up getting a couple of goals on you late that I'm sure you would have liked to have not given up.
Yeah, it puts a bit of a buzzkill on the evening the way it ended. Obviously, we're very happy with the majority of that game. We thought we did a lot of really good things. Like I said, it just puts a little bit of a, we don't get the cherry on top like we would have wanted to keep the clean slate for guards or not have things ended the way they did. But at the end of the day, I thought it was a good weekend by our guys to come out with four. It was a 4-point weekend for us, obviously, which was huge. And, you know, I thought we played really well. We were the better team for sure for the majority of that game. I love the way we played.
How happy are you for Dominic Peter coming back to Brandon and having a big day like this?
Yeah, exactly. And the guys are excited for him, too. They're happy for him. He's fit in here exceptionally well. And, you know, he got the Blade of the Game award in the dressing room. The guys are happy for him to put on a good show here at well, his former home team. And, you know, he gets first star, which is very cool. It's like what you dream about going to play against your former team is a night like this. So I'm happy for him.
And then guys like Lewandowski and Lang. The sniper ability that he has. I mean, the goal he scores on the breakaway is just an absolute beauty. And then David Lewandowski, the passes he makes, it's just like, what the heck's going on? I didn't see that, but man, he sure seems to.
Yeah, I mean, they're high IQ hockey players. They see the ice really well, and they're able to make the plays, like high-end plays. The vision, the execution, it's all there. So, yeah, I thought those guys were obviously a driving force for us tonight. They were all multiple point nights, and so they're obviously huge for us.
So was Jordan Martin a multiple point night. In fact, he's got a Gordie Howe hat trick tonight, which is rare to have happen anymore in today's game. But I again, we talked about this before. One of your defensive defensemen that you lean on, but he's able to step up in the offensive zone too sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And it, you know, I thought in that first period we had a ton of chances. I felt like we were never going to break through. So it was, you know, almost fitting that Marty was the guy to get the first one and get us kind of going. But he does so many good things for us. He's just getting better and better all the time. Gordie Howe hat trick. It doesn't happen all that often anymore, but he's you know, a willing combatant. He's there to stick up for his teammates, and he had a solid night.
Team as a whole getting better and better all the time now through six games?
That's how I feel. Yeah, I thought that tonight was, you know, as good as we've been. And if we continue on this upward trend, you know, the sky's the limit for this group. There's a lot of good things happening on the ice, and they're coming together off the ice, which is good to see. The vibe on the bus and in the hotel and around the rink in the morning was unbelievable. Just they're all getting along. They're all coming together, which is really good to see. And I just felt like it was as connected as we've been on the ice with the way, you know, forward D moving up to the forwards working to spots, getting pucks in behind. We're in the offensive end using all five guys. And so, yeah, I thought that we, you know, were really, really connected. And then when we did give up chances, you know, Guards was there to make some big saves for us. He was really, really good tonight, too.
Good. Dan, thanks for this. Congratulations on the 6-3 win, and we'll see you on Tuesday at home against Vancouver.
You betcha. Thanks, bud.
Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.